Call this work session to me look at the agenda. We're going to discuss Terrebonne Sanitary District's management plan and how we'll move forward. Okay.
That's so we can turn it over to Ryan.
All righty. Thanks. Yeah, I can take it from here. I mean, I guess we're on agenda point two. There's no minutes to approve as a work session. So we'll dive right in. We had quite a bit of this on last month's agenda, but didn't have time for that. And so we can really kick things off now. And so the goal for this year is to have these work sessions to work together with the district on the DMP, which is the district management plan, and that'll serve as kind of a central resource for describing various aspects of the district. And we'll go through that outline shortly, as well as a potential annexation as a part of the sewer planning project. And this is kind of focused on the sewer planning work that's to set the stage for design. Design work is expected to continue here soon, as you all know. But that's not going to be the focus of this work session necessarily. So why don't I pull up the kind of work plan that I've prepared to just kind of lay out the schedule for the year and how we'll go about developing the district management plan. Are there any questions yet at this point?
Are you going to follow what was sent out on the agenda, where it said, well, work session roadmap?
I guess as a higher level item, looking at the agenda, next up would be the sewer project schedule. And the reason this is important is this just kind of frames the whole thing, right? The sewer project and what we're working towards. And so why don't I pull that up
Is
to
that your bar graph?
yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I can follow along, so.
Yep. So this was attached to the agenda, and this is revised based on feedback from the first version. Are you seeing the right screen? Let me make sure I get the right one. Share.
Was there and then it disappeared.
Oh, okay, sorry. Here it is. Right here. So, we're right about here in the A of 2026. And so this red bar is what we're working on now and talking about with the district management plan and annexation and all that stuff. Final construction documents, the district secured funding for that to get wrapped up. We have it to the 90% level, and this would involve addressing comments from the county, the city of Redmond, the sanitary district, and DEQ. So we've got four different comment sets to update our plans to reflect, and then internal QAQC, all that, and then looking to have the project or have put that out for review and approval by DEQ to get plan review approval. And there's a couple other submittals that they require as a part of that, like certification from the wastewater owner that they'll accept the wastewater and all that. And then contractor bidding. Oh, sorry, under the permitting. Another component to that is I think it'd be good to get pre-approval from the county road department for the right-of-way permit because of all the work that'll be going on in the right-of-way. Typically, those permits are pursued by the contractor that's selected for the project, but we would engage them early on during this kind of brown bar here for permitting just to make sure the plans and specs align with their expectations and that they're ready. Just for the selected contractor to apply and pull the permit for that work in the right of way. We'll also start looking at staging areas and detour templates, at least, maybe not a full fleshed out detour plan. That's often done by the contractor once they're on the job, but at least some of the standard drawings related to traffic detouring.
So, Ryan, under permitting, Who besides DQ looks at the permitting?
The county,
The county will?
the right of way permit.
Okay, but they don't, it's not really like under a county inspection, right?
The right of way work would be.
Okay. So what's done in the county right of way will be subject to county inspections. So we have to obtain a permit. Is there a cost for that permit?
Was starting to research that. It's on it's an online thing now, so I can't get much further than this without more info, but yeah, there'll be a cost, likely in the couple thousands.
Which department does that fall under? Is that under the road department?
Yep.
Okay, so would that be Chris?
He's the public works director for Deschutes County.
Okay.
County engineers, Cody.
Okay.
Yeah, Cody Smith. So yeah, that's what would be occurring during the permitting phase. Contractor bidding for the majority of the project. The first couple, I think it'd be good if we can target actually quarter one of 2027 for bidding. So then contractors have time to plan out the work and mobilize a couple weeks or a couple months later. So ballpark, I think quarter one is a decent target for bidding, and then construction start summer 2027 on the heels of the Redmond Wetlands Complex.
And they're planning to be finished when?
Summer 2027
Okay.
or fall, but they're moving. They're progressing very well on the project. It's been going well. So
Am I allowed to ask a question or not? Just listen.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't know what the board expects for work sessions, but yeah.
Oh, it's just in regard to the permitting. So isn't a lot of that already done? Because isn't the road department putting a lot of that infrastructure in already?
The po portion that they're putting in now is done under the ODOT project.
Oh,
And
okay.
so this is a separate, it's the same system, but second phase of that construction. So that's being
Okay.
delivered by ODOT as a part of the Lower Bridge Highway 97 project.
Okay.
That's a good question. Thank you.
I don't believe in a work session. I don't have a problem with answering questions. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can speak for the board. I'm not the president, but if you have a relevant question, feel free to ask.
Think it's helpful.
Sorry, I am the president. No, I'm sorry,
President.
late. Welcome.
Tim, we were just going through schedule,
Okay.
making sure this looks good to everyone, and we can make adjustments if you'd like, but we're just describing how we're targeting bidding or permit approvals over the winter, roughly, or wrapping up plans this summer and fall. Permit approvals this winter, bidding quarter one of 2027, and then construction in summer of 2027. And that'll likely go about a year into 2020.
And that kind of marries up to and or empties or ends about the same time where we're ready to connect, basically. We can turn the faucet on as soon as we can turn the faucet on. It's
They'll
a little
likely be
behind.
ready before
Yeah.
before Terrebonne is. And
And
so,
so
yeah.
what are there, opportunities to change that, or what does that look like?
To expedite the project,
Yeah.
I think there definitely are. This is a relatively conservative schedule. I don't think wrapping up the plans is going to take us 7 months
I would hope
from
not, no.
May. Given that it's mostly just finishing touches, and then DEQ approvals could be much quicker and contractor bidding too. So I think there may be opportunities to shift up construction closer to Q1, Q2. spring 2027, if that's of interest. That way, sewer service could be brought to people sooner. There may also be opportunities to start, working from the west side over, or have kind of a phased, I guess, onboarding of the system. Once C Avenue can be connected to the or once the ODOT portion of the system can be connected
Right.
to Redmond, then all that can come online, and then the branches could be, brought on in phases. So,
So why wouldn't we want to do that?
Will we have to get the plans finished and know how much it costs, I think, is the question, right? Also, you had talked with Redmond about maybe doing the Redmond portion sooner.
Right, so
Right,
that's
we're
this early stub down here.
okay.
But that doesn't help Terrebonne as a
Connect.
whole connect.
No,
It just is the final touches.
but
It
it
might
might
reduce
move the
construction
whole thing
schedule.
up fast sooner because you already have that part done. You don't have
Yeah,
to do that
helps.
in January,
You bet.
right?
You
Yeah.
bet.
Were you
Yeah.
able to contact Ryan, Tim?
Both Ryan Rudnick and I have a call into Ryan Kirshner, but was not returned at this point, so.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll note that there's interest in compressing the schedule. And so we can look into that. When would you guys like to see the project out to bid?
I mean, unless there's some sort of concept of, spring being a more opportune time or something like that, I don't see this as being work that couldn't be completed through pretty much most of our seasons up there. I mean, underground work in winter is definitely a challenge, but we're not doing water-related things, so we don't have freezing concerns as
Also,
much.
this last winter would have been fine, it seems like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All winter.
And also knowing the cost sooner is going to be better
Sure.
because then we
Knowing
can
costs
plan if
and,
it's
having
not
that laid out.
what we expect, we can seek more funding.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, well, maybe compressing this all quite a bit so that bidding is more squarely in the winter, say January, February. I'm targeting a let's say a maybe April start.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why, other than not necessarily having the money and time to get it going, why we wouldn't want it as soon as we could turn it on, basically.
Why wait if they're ready to take it?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, now things are falling into place with the design funding coming available and that amazing grant from the legislature, the 2.4 million. I mean, things are
Yep.
really lining up. So, yeah. We'll look at compressing the schedule
Okay.
for more of a spring construction start. I don't think we can go much tighter than that, in terms of just, addressing all these items properly
Sure. Yep.
for construction, permitting, and bidding. But yeah, we'll take a look. All right. Well, thanks for the input on schedule. And then just address the stub there of schedule. This is that early work package to potentially complete the some of the infrastructure that's planned on the city's property near the operation center for the wastewater treatment plant for Redmond. It just makes more sense for that to be done sooner in coordination with the work that they're doing on that site right now and be more cost effective and more efficient and a better result for everyone. So there's a lot of good reasons to expedite those two plan sheets and a couple specs if as needed.
Well, it does sound like we can maybe put that into our Clean Water State Revolving Fund grant as a previous cost. It just depends on who's going to pay for it until then, right? So that's the question.
Yeah,
But we
that'd
could
be
reimburse that after the fact. It sounded like from what Christina said.
Yep, but someone's got to maybe cover it for a couple
Yep,
months.
exactly.
Cool. Well, thanks everyone for the input. I like the idea of moving things up. Why wait?
I agree.
The next thing to look at, let me just make sure we're on the agenda here. So updated sewer project schedule. So the DMP work plan and work session roadmap. Let's take a look at how this will be developed in sections. And so, have you guys had a chance to kind of look at this outline?
Yeah, in brief. Oh, the outline, yeah, more than the actual outline.
Okay. Cool. So what I'm hoping to show here is the outline on the left and kind of the questions that each section will address. The idea here is to tie together all of the documentation pertinent to the district and all the ideas in our heads to put it on paper on how this district will be run. It's not necessarily a binding legal document. It's more so just documentation of the board's understanding. And a good reference point. And so, first section here, I guess the purpose statement here is the district management plan is the district's foundational governance and operations framework that clearly defines authority, roles, system ownership, financial structure, and operational standards to ensure the STEP system is managed safely, sustainably, and transparently as the district grows and evolves. And so, the first section would address purpose and authority. A lot of this is already established. It's just a matter of putting it on paper. What's the district legally empowered to do? Why does it exist? How was it formed? When was it formed? How does it relate to other service providers? And we'll also touch on the intent of this document in that section. Governance and administration. What decisions must the board make and what authority can it delegate to ensure effective and compliant governance? How are day-to-day operations and professional services policy records managed to carry out board policy responsibly? Those are the types of questions that each of these sections are aimed at answering. And so these are examples of what that might include. Decision authority matrix, who does what, who's responsible for what, records retention. The key concept with this is that the board set the policy, operators run the systems, and then consultants advise and support. And so that'll be spelled out there. And then, so this is just kind of to set the foundation. So we'll look at those two draft chapters now or in this work session, and then continue to develop it section by section, or maybe two sections where we can get two done in 1 month. A lot of this is stuff we already know. And are just putting on paper, putting it together. But then the system description and the O&M, that's the type of stuff that we really need to kind of work through and think through and formulate. And so system description, a lot of this we can reference the PER and bring in these basic details. Asset ownership is something that's somewhat touched on in the sewer use ordinance, but we can maybe illustrate that more clearly. And explain it more clearly. Maintenance responsibility by component, like okay, the breaker panel, the alarm panel, what at what point is it the responsibility of the district versus the
Right.
homeowners? Easements, access rights, and there's actually a lot of good reference info from other districts and cities that have STEP systems that we can draw upon. For some of these. So we're not reinventing the wheel, but we're looking at a variety of different wheels to figure out what works best, so to speak, for the district. And then O&M. So I've reached out to Keith Bedell at Oahu, Oregon Association of Water Utilities, and he's attended a few of these meetings before and offered his support. He's experienced with wastewater maintenance as a wastewater technician and whatnot, and he's willing to join in and help or
Nice.
advise on this section when we have that work session in June. customer service and communication. This one's important because STEP is customer intensive. There's a tank on their property. It's not just a gravity line. You know, there's a tank and a pump and a breaker, a service for it, you know, or not a service, but a dedicated circuit, 10 or 15 amp. You know, so there's phone calls that will be a part of that. And so, yeah, customer service and communication, alarm response expectations, odor, like handling complaints related to odor or noise or power outages. And so then chapter six will step into financial management. How are rates and SDCs structured to equitably recover operating costs, debt service, and future capacity needs? For this section, we will look at, we'll address this chapter in August at that work session. And I've invited Deb Gilardi to join us from Gilardi Rothstein Group. She assisted with the initial wastewater feasibility study and has helped several communities in Central Oregon, like Sisters and Redmond and Bend, with their rate and fee studies. And so she'd be the expert to advise on our draft chapters for this. And she can also explain to you more about what the rate study would look like as a next step to officially address that. This will describe it, the approach to it, but not serve as the rate and fee ordinance, so to speak, and won't set it, but would
So,
describe.
you're just gonna have a method to get to the answer.
Yeah. So it'll answer this question: how are rates and SDCs structured? You know, so the idea is that this document answers the myriad of questions about this new thing in Terrebonne and how it functions.
Is it? Now, my understanding is that the SDC is to cover the infrastructure and the monthly cost is operation and maintenance and fee. Is am I thinking of that right?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
And there's two components to the SDC fee. There's the reimbursement fee, which is targeted at covering improvements already made. So
Right.
the cost of the system that's about to be constructed, and then distributing that amongst all the number of users the system could serve. And then the improvement component is for future projects, capital projects. Yeah, so that's the financial management chapter. Also, that would include billing and collections. How's the district going to handle billing? You know, is there going to be a third party billing service that helps with that? Online, check, cash, a box at a door somewhere, you know. Those will be the things to answer. Hardship provisions, shutoff limitations, etc. Seven, emergency response and risk management. You know, what does the district do if there's a force main break? You know, how are things, what kind of time frame is there for repair? Who's on call to
Right.
address that? How much time do you have until tanks get too full? You know, because there is an emergency storage in everyone's tank to account for those scenarios, roughly 24 hours worth. And so there's time to get it fixed, and maybe there's alternate routes that can be that wastewater can take. So, we'll look into those things, power outages, mutual aid, contractor backup. So, those will be really, really important things to address. Chapter eight focuses on regulatory compliance with DEQ and the county and other parties as a wastewater collection system. Then nine. Growth and annexation. Some of the questions that would or answer would be: under what conditions will the district expand service? How will growth be evaluated, funded, and integrated without destabilizing existing customers? What's the criteria for annexation? How do we verify whether there's enough capacity to extend to serve certain areas or whatnot? Who's responsible for the extension of lines? Is there a way to credit If someone else extends a line for the district, does that offset their SDC costs? Things like that. And then the board decision framework. Annexation involves the county because it affects that their mapping of the district, even though it's a non-taxing district. So yeah, what's the framework there? Does the board want to keep going with the application resolution approach like before? Or put that on individual homeowners. It's really not that big of a lift. You can do a tax map, $100 refundable deposit with the form, legal description from your deed. There are simple ways that people could just annex on their own without the district having to bear that burden. So those are things we would address in that chapter and discuss. And then finally, plan review and updates. What's the time, what are the cycles for reviewing this district management plan and making sure it's current to reflect the latest operations and conditions? What's the process for adopting it and amending it, keeping it fresh so it's not just, it doesn't become something that's sits on a shelf and is way outdated. So any questions about that outline? Looks like you're on mute, Tim.
Yeah, does the growth and annexation section, would that be describing, someone if they had five houses they wanted to put in and wanted to bring a, service line up to the front of their house, how we would manage that, or where does that come into play?
Yeah, I think that would be a spot for it. I mean, growth and annexation, so annexation is just kind of the legal boundary
Right.
for service, or expanding that, but then extending the system is a second step, separate step. It's related, obviously.
So where is it discussed, or how is that incorporated into our operating procedures, basically?
I think it would go under this section.
Okay.
Yeah, under growth and annexation,
Yeah.
how are lines extended? So like I think that's captured in cost responsibility and SDC application. Who's
Okay.
responsible for that extension? Yeah, because it would probably serve more than just those couple homes. Say it's down a block and it's five homes at the end, but there's four along the way that
Right.
also benefit from it. So some jurisdictions like City of Redmond do reimbursement districts where the
Are they
developer.
still doing those? I don't, they were doing them when I
I don't know if
was
they're still
a young
doing it,
man,
but
but I don't know if they're still doing them.
yeah.
That'd be a good place to have some professional, input from somebody that is active in one of those communities or something.
That's a great point.
Yeah. You might
My
reach out to like Central Electric. I know, because the power companies, you bring it in for so many homes, and then when the other homes hook on, you get a reimbursement. Oh,
I think
nice.
that's what you were
Yeah.
discussing, but
Yeah.
you might ask how they handle that.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, it used to be a thing back in the city of Redmond, back when I was doing engineering and a guy was doing development, that you could do stuff like that, but I don't know that they continued it for whatever reasons.
Okay.
Lost track.
Sorry, I'm typing feverishly to capture all this.
You're good.
There we go. Thank you. That's helpful. I think, I'm related to one of the city engineers at the City of Redmond, so I might reach out to him and see what they have found to be a good method for
I think they discontinued it, Tim.
reimbursement.
Well, it just
Yeah, that was what I recalled as well.
it kind of became a nightmare for them that they didn't really want to take care of, and
Yeah.
it I think it worked better on paper than it worked in reality was my, and they're just like, this is causing more trouble than it's worth.
I know Bend has kind of a new procedures and stuff for that too. So I don't remember the gal's name, but she's been discussed a couple times in our meetings. But there is a, or did she come to work for the city of Redmond or something like that? I don't remember. I remember Linda brought it up most recently, and we we'd looked at it once previously as well. So as we get closer to that, we'll look into that.
Well, didn't Redmond go to that to and through policy?
That's definitely what's going on when I left, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I remembered. I haven't done anything for a while, but they just said, well, you bring it 2 years and through the next one, and the next guy does the same, and the reimbursement kind of went, you know. It was kind of a difficult thing to figure out how you'd get reimbursed anyway.
Yep. Great stuff. Thank you all. We'll get more into each of these details in those chapters, but why don't we look at the roadmap and how we plan to tackle each of these sections through these work sessions. It's not necessarily sequential chapter by chapter because sometimes the topics kind of beg questions in other sections, and so it's we have it organized in a way that makes sense, but it makes sense to develop it slightly differently, if that makes some sense. So, for example, in April, we'll, cover the first two sections, purpose, authority, governance. That's just the foundation. And then May, section three, which is the system description, and then section nine, which is this growth and annexation. Because it kind of ties into it. And then sections 4, 4.2, and 7 are kind of focused on O&M and emergency management. You see, so 7's here in the first parts of 4, O&M, preventative maintenance, and then also emergency response and risk management. So it's we tackle those topics. In June, and we'd have our guest from Oahu, Keith Bedell, there. July, asset management and capital planning. That brings in sections 4.3, which is part of the O&M framework, as well as 6.2, budgeting and reserves, and then capital planning. So then in August, rates, SDCs, and reserves, we'd be looking at chapter 6. And then in September, the focus is customer billing, customer service, billing, risk. That'll touch on chapters 5, portions of 6, particularly billing and collections. And then 7. Emergency response and risk management. Then October, annexation and compliance. And then November, all sections, full review. You'll get a draft of the full package at that point. A month or so to review and comment. And then the final one would be up for adoption in December. So that's our exciting roadmap.
Would it be possible to get a somewhat detailed outline, and maybe more than an outline, 2 or 3 weeks before the work session, so we can, think about it a little bit.
Sure. All this was sent out.
And that's it right there.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's telling you what we're trying to go through each session. So you have the report. We want to go through those sections.
Well, I got that, but I mean, is that is that the starting line?
So this is the outline, like the high level structure of it. And I've already started the district management plan document, and we're working through populating those sections. And within this, the structure is already there. So you can see here, I've built out the outline. Some of these are more or less placeholders, right? So you'll see here we have chapters 1 and 2 completed as a draft and populated. But then 3, it's got the bones for the discussion, the main topics. So you'll be able to get a preview with each of these, with each iteration of this,
All right.
what's coming next.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
I believe so. We'll see how it works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think
Well,
we're.
I understand it's kind of a living document that we're going to try to work on, but
Yeah.
just the more I think about it before the session, probably the better the input for at least for myself will be.
Did you have a chance to review? Did everyone have a chance to review chapters 1 and 2 prior to the meeting?
I looked at what was sent out on me on the agenda.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
Well, first,
I read through it briefly, but yeah.
so the first couple subsections here, purpose, district mission, these are placeholders. This is pending board confirmation. There's been prior discussion on what the district's mission, vision, and values are. I think you were tasked with that at the last meeting, Guy. Did you have some time to think about what about those points?
I did. It's, I guess, that's probably not my biggest strong point, but I do have some thoughts.
Okay.
I think they kind of reflect a lot of what you said, protect public health, the environment by providing safe, reliable, efficient wastewater service for Terrebonne, right? I mean, that's our mission, right?
Yeah. That sounds good to me. Does the board concur with that as a mission statement?
Yeah, I mean that's how we're gonna go through this thing. I think guys just review those things. Talk about them as a board, kind of confirm or deny or ask for more information and flesh it out.
Is this what you said, Guy? Protect public health and natural resources by providing cost-effective wastewater service?
Well, it said protect public health and the environment, which by providing safe, reliable, and efficient wastewater services for the community, Terrebonne community.
I like that. Biting. You had three words there: reliable, cost effective, safe, and cost effective,
And efficient.
and
It
efficient.
doesn't talk about cost, but I guess efficient would assume that would be cost effective. I don't know if that's an interchangeable word. We could add something to that.
Protect public health and the environment by providing reliable, safe, and efficient wastewater service in Terrebonne. Anything missing or wrong?
The Terrebonne community. Yeah.
Well, do we want to specify the district and not the community?
Within the Terrebonne Sanitary District boundaries.
Yeah.
Okay, that's yeah, because the community could go all the way to Smith Rock, I guess.
Yeah.
Going once, going twice. Sold. So that's mission. There's other points that could be made about vision and values. Maybe that belongs on the website more so, but I think this is a good, concise mission statement. I'll replace these points with that. So I think less is more in this case, perhaps. That sound good? Okay. Thanks, Guy. That's good. So yeah, up front, any comments on the purpose of the district? This is broader, I guess, than just the mission statement.
The purpose.
I guess to avoid redundancy, maybe we just provide district background or district purpose and background. This gets into how it was formed, why it was formed.
Well, public health and safety is our biggest goal, I believe. I mean, that's the problem is, the septic systems are failing, which causes huge problems. So,
I'll change this to establishment of the district. Does that fit this better?
Yeah, I
It
think so.
describes, establishment of the district, district mission, district service and system role, the district's wastewater infrastructure, wastewater program, I guess, is based on a step collection system serving properties within Terrebonne and conveying wastewater flows to the city of Redmond wastewater treatment system. This is a key.
Like Katie said, do we need to within Terrebonne? That's
Yeah, district.
right. Yeah, so it's just, I mean, Terrebonne can be quite large. So I think Katie's comment on being specific, to our district boundaries.
Yep, that's good. I've changed that to say the district's infrastructure includes a step collection system serving properties within the Terrebonne Sanitary District boundary and conveying wastewater flows to the City of Redmond wastewater treatment system. Under this service model, the district's primary role is to own, manage, and oversee the local collection, conveyance, customer service, administrative, financial, and regulatory functions associated with the Terrebonne Sewer Utility. The district is not intended to operate a standalone wastewater treatment plant in Terrebonne. Rather, it functions as the local public utility responsible for the step collection system and related governance. Of course, you guys all understand that, but it might be worth just putting that out clearly here, you know. You operate a collection system. So no WPCF permit, which is a part of having a treatment system. At system construction, or as system construction, startup, and future expansion occur, the district's responsibilities will include administration of customer connections, operations oversight, rate and fee administration, records management, contracting, regulatory coordination, easement and property coordination, and long-term asset stewardship. That'll help. And really this is for the district as well as your constituents to understand what's going on in the system in the district. So statutory authority, this is all boilerplate stuff. Any comments on this? It's all based on just the legal powers of a district.
Seems reasonable.
So, relationship to other agencies and service partners. These include Deschutes County, DEQ, City of Redmond, ODOT utility providers. That includes water, power, communications, gas, irrigation, garbage collection, and mail services. The last two are probably less common, but sometimes there's consideration of, can we put this mailbox here? No, because there's a sewer valve box, So
Sure.
there's other players in the sandbox, so to speak. And then property owners. Beyond just like customers, the point there is owners for access, sewer easements, staging areas, and other site-specific needs. So that's more than just customer property owners, if that makes sense. Does all this look good?
Yeah, it's
Any
good.
comments? Okay. Purpose of the district management plan. The DMP is the district's core governance and management framework. It is intended to describe how the district will function as a public wastewater utility and how the board will organize authority, administration, operations, financial management, compliance, and future growth over time. It's not a design manual. It's not a construction specification. I guess I would add a couple things. It's not an ordinance resolution. So it's not those things either, right? This is not law or code, but it's a policy management document. I guess it says it's a policy and management document. So maybe there is some policy there. The idea is that ordinances and resolutions would be appendices to this, and we have a structure in the appendix for that where you can stack all the ordinances and resolutions you already have and those that you'll pass in the future. And that's really where the details are and the binding legal information is. This is telling the story in a more understandable format, is the idea. So it's intended to define governance and administrative rules. We already kind of talked through these different things. Guide future policy development, support continuity as it evolves from project development into utility operation. That's a key point because what we've been doing for the last, what, 5 years is planning a project. But in the near future, perhaps within 18 months, that role will change and the district will be focusing more on customer connections and rates and complaints and requests to join and all that, you know, and negotiating maintenance contracts.
Hiring people.
Yeah. Managing accounting. So this will help to support that transition. And then provide a clear reference for board member service providers, partner agencies, customers, and funding entities. This is kind of a unique district, I think, in a couple of ways, particularly that, I mean, STEP is fairly unique on its own, but I think the biggest kind of distinguishing factor that makes the district unique is you don't have a treatment system. You know, it's a district for a collection system, and it's in partnership with a neighboring community, a neighboring city. So that's kind of unique. And so this document will, I think, help explain to other agencies how it's a little different and unique. So the DMP is also intended to help the district move from reactive issue-by-issue decision-making toward a more deliberate framework based on planning, accountability, and continual improvement. You know, one of the impetuses for this is there's a point at which the district was getting hammered with a bunch of questions. Like, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? What's the deal for this? You know, and instead of just having to answer those questions as they come up and scramble for answers, this is meant to be a systematic process to get all the questions out there and answer those questions in a cohesive document. Any questions or comments on that? All right, guiding principles. These kind of venture into the values statement. So I'd be curious your input on this guy. We could also reframe this to be district values if that language is preferred. So the key headlines here is public health and environmental protection. That seems to be a recurring theme and priority. Also, board governance with clear administrative support, the financial sustainability, transparency and accountability, equity with respect to utility costs and obligations and sharing, allocating things fairly, both, you know, costs for the district versus customers or current customers versus future customers, and then scalability. Supporting growth over time and then continual improvement. This is just a starting point. I'm not trying to set the district's guiding policies, but wanted to put something out for board consideration. Any questions or comments on these?
I mean, I think they're good general ones. I might have to give a little more in-depth thought if I think something needs to be added or subtracted from it, but I think to get the lion's share of the guidelines.
Okay. You can continue to review this. You know, this will just get built upon in future versions. We'll have section three next, you know, for the next work session. You can still go back if you find something in two, you know, that maybe doesn't jive with what we have in three or
Sure.
four, you know, so you can still reach back and make those comments throughout this year. So next is governance and administration. Describes the structure with board of directors, the role of the board. This is all based on the board duties policy that you guys passed. So there's nothing new here. It just puts it in one place. So this one may be of note. The board is not intended to perform day-to-day field operations or directly manage technical work, except where expressly required by law, or I guess you could say, or approved by board action. You know, because in this interim phase where the district's getting up and running, it's not uncommon for board members to take on more responsibilities than would be normal under a, you know, an established district. But those specific approvals are made for that work per se, right? But ultimately, the idea is that you guys are board of directors in the future are just making decisions, and the staff are doing the day-to-day work with support from consultants as needed. Board officers, this is all basic stuff. Meetings and public process. Again, this is, I think, a part of your public meeting policy and the applicable OARs. You can see we're referencing the appendix. And I don't I jump back to that or down to that for now, just to give you guys a sense of what will be in there. So this is the appendices. Why don't I just do a snapshot and put it on the left for easy reference? But you can see Appendix C, those are the adopted district policies. So this is kind of the idea for how stuff will where the official, you know, the official documents will be available. But this just kind of covers them in a few sentences or a paragraph. But people can explore the appendices for more details. And while we're looking at it, you can see Appendix A is like, this is the formation stuff. These are the county docs, the county orders for formation, annexation, district boundary info. Appendix B are your MOUs, are your IGA with the City of Redmond, the MOU with the city or with the Redmond School District, other key agency coordination agreements. I don't know if that'll include funding agreements or not. Adopted district policies, this is what you already have, and this list will increase. So you can just, if you pass a new ordinance, you just drop it in that appendix. So there could be ways to set that up online, the same structure. D, system planning and engineering references. So this, the PER would be the main one there. And then administrative forms and implementation tools, annexation application, maybe a service application, records request form. Yeah, and then five or F, more focused on operation materials, you know, standard operating procedures, et cetera. So anyways, that's an overview of the appendix and how and what documents it would include. So cruising through this a little bit more, this is mostly just kind of a high level summary of your ordinances and applicable OARs. So this one's kind of key. Board development and oversight expectations, because the district is a relatively new public utility, maybe we can scale back this language, but the board should expect to spend significant effort during the early years establishing governance discipline, I don't know if that's the word, but system governance, utility literacy, and utility and management systems to appropriate to a functioning sanitary district. Governance systems. We got management systems. Board oversight should therefore emphasize adoption of foundational policies, regular review of financial and operational record reports, periodic review of contractor performance training regarding public meetings, ethics, budgeting, and utility governance, and stage development of more formal asset management, customer service, and emergency response systems over time. That's a mouthful. But I guess the point here is just, emphasizing foundational policies now, and then more of those details will fill in over time. But I feel like this maybe should scale back a little bit. Relatively new public utility, the board. You guys already know this. You don't need this written in the DMP, perhaps, but
Maybe more just the second paragraph.
Maybe I could just
And
say,
more in like board oversight emphasizes adoption versus should. Because it seems like it should be what is the board development, not what should it be. This should be our.
oh, I see.
See what I'm saying?
Board o oversight.
Emphasizes adoption of foundational policies versus should therefore emphasize.
We could just say includes. Think maybe the point here is just that increased effort from the board may be required. I mean, it's a learning curve, right? District admin, are you guys good with that section? I know we're at five, so I don't want to take too long.
Sure.
Okay, so district admin. So district is a small utility and expected to operate under a board-governed, contractor-supported administrative model, particularly during system development, startup, and early years of operation. This is what we communicated to Scott, right? So it's just putting that sentence here. Under this model, the board provides policy direction and oversight, while day-to-day administrative, technical, legal, and operational support is provided through contracted services and designated administrative roles rather than a large in-house staff structure.
And that's where you say, like, this is like a living document. So, like, in 15 years from now, it might be our staff does this and there is no contract or minimal contracting services. But until that time, we're saying it's this is how we're running it.
Yes. And is how we say initially, as the district grows, and system it's expected that staff would be hired. Our staff may be hired to perform these functions. In-house. Sound good? Or I could even make it stronger and say are expected to be hired, or it is expected.
It's all like I say, a living document. We'll just adjust them as we need it. But.
So we're looking at a third party for billing services. Is that what that says?
Potentially.
One of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Think for all services until we actually can hire like an in-house anything, right?
Well, I'm imagining that we'll have to have a manager at Somebody has to be able to answer the phone, emergency calls. There has to, you know, I don't think you can 100%, you know, it's, I don't know. As a general contractor, you know, I sub almost everything out, but I still have a lot of duties, you know. So I would imagine there would have to be someone that manages this.
That'd probably be the first person you hire as manager.
Well, I guess it's a question more than a statement, but to the group is, I mean, is the board going to cover all those bases, or are we going to hire somebody? I guess that's right.
So, the water district has like a service you call into, and then they forward that on. So, you know, they hire out someone taking calls. So,
They
I
don't
mean,
have
they're pretty small too.
any employees.
I
No
think they have like
operator, an
one.
operator assistant.
Okay, well, it's we don't need to hash that out right now, but
Yeah, something to think about.
yeah. Core administrative functions are listed there. This isn't saying this is what all the board needs to do, but these are things that the district now or eventually will do or need. So board meeting support, legal review, governance support, accounting, bookkeeping, records retention, all these things you can see there. So some administrative functions may be performed by the same consultant, contractor, or designated district representative, depending on the board's direction and available resources. So this is just a list of things that need to be done, and some might be done by by district staff or consultants or whatnot. Contracted services. So you can see that some of these are listed. Legal, engineering, accounting, administrative or clerical, customer billing support, O&M contractors, and other professional service providers as needed. District contract should clearly define scope, deliverables, reporting expectations, compensation, and lines of responsibility. That doesn't transfer the board's policy-making responsibility. So policy remains in your court, but these functions can be delegated. This is the decision authority framework. It's kind of a matrix of sorts of who does what. So the board does this stuff, adopts policy, approves budgets, rates, major contracts, and annexation actions, sets oversight expectations. This is what consultants do: prepare analysis, documentations, admin materials like this. And then support procurement, compliance, and project implementation. And then O&M, you know, they would do the routine operations and district reporting and whatnot. So hopefully that helps kind of formulate the roles and who does what. And you can begin to fill in those, you know, assign and find people to help with each of those, so as those needs arise and or as they're anticipated. It's intended to preserve clear accountability, you know, so the right people are doing the right things, and avoid confusion between governance, administration, and field operations. Administrative procedures and continuity. So I guess the point here is kind of keeping things coordinated. And so you don't have just a loose collection of things being done from a bunch of different providers, so to speak. So I don't know. I would imagine this might look like, you know, a very structured agenda where you go through each and every one of these items, you know, when operations are going and getting a status update, and maybe in paying the invoices, you know, from each of these service providers and seeing what they did and whatnot. So that would help tie it all together. But this is more of just kind of a putting the idea out there of working towards procedures for all that stuff. Does that make sense, or should this be clarified?
I think it's sufficiently clarified personally, but I mean, we could have, I think it's going to get into the next area here. We could have things in the appendix that disrupts, ordinances about how we decided we're going to do things and stuff.
Yeah. Let me see where we're at. We're just about done. One or two more pages. Public records, basic stuff. This is all based on the public records policy. For managing records and who can be responsible for that, clerk, administrative contractor, consultant. But the responsibility does remain with the district, ultimately. Public contracting and procurement administration, the district shall procure goods, services, personal services, and public improvement work in accordance with the law and the adopted district contracting policies and procedures, which is here in Appendix C. Whoa. And then, yeah, this just kind of sets out the basic criteria for that. Doesn't spell out all the details. Says look at Appendix C for the specifics, but it frames it. Financial administration interface. It'll be addressed more so in section six, but it's just kind of acknowledging what's important for that, from kind of an administrative standpoint. And this will kind of play into the Clemar State Revolving Fund reporting and whatnot, contractor pay apps and administrative coordination with growth and annexation. So this is more fully described further on, but there's documentation related to all of that that needs to be tracked and whatnot. So yeah, that's just a short blurb on that. And then evolution over time. As it moves from planning and construction into an active operation, structural change. And the administrative needs now are weighted towards project implementation, legal agreements, funding coordination, customer enrollment. But later, it's going to be a lot more of this stuff: billing, oversight, asset management, rates, and services. So this is establishing an initial framework. Board administration while allowing the board to refine service delivery methods, reporting expectations, and contractor scopes as the district matures. Any questions, comments?
I mean, it's great first blush sort of thing, and I think, like you say, it'll probably get a lot of good ones once we've kind of gone through everything, and then we get a full read of everything, reading in
Okay.
kind of sections, kind of islands of information at this point. But once we have it all as a document, it'll be a lot easier to kind of reference things and stuff. But it's exciting.
Great
It's an
first draft.
interesting thing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
I think that's a great start.
awesome. Happy to hear that. So, in the May me meeting, month from now, we'll be jumping into section three. This one here, system description. So, step collection overview. This is where we'll get a little bit more technical in terms of EDUs, and what that initial estimate is, growth projections, by geography. A lot of this is kind of leaning on the PER, so it'll be similar. But if there's new info, we'll incorporate it and reflect it there. Typical service configuration, pressure mains, ARVs, isolation valves, discharge point, and asset ownership too. So we'll really start getting into some of the system details in the next chapter, which I'm excited for personally as an engineer. But yeah, if to the
Nerd.
extent you're interested, you can look into examples and research the Orenco stuff as much as you'd like.
Yeah.
And read the draft if you can, so we can really work through that.
I really like your concept of having some, some professional recommendations from people that are doing the stuff. And I just wonder in some of the other sections where we didn't have, we should start thinking about who else we could get for that sort of stuff. And, like Eagle Crest people might be a good system situation for a lot of the things, or someone like that. They have a similar system.
They do have a similar system. I have reached out to them.
Okay.
They're also a private system. So
Yeah.
there's less willingness to share
Sure.
private
Yeah.
information, if that makes sense. Yeah, might be able to ask if there's some way that they can help the district or.
Well, and or there's, there's, I don't remember the, there's at least a number of other districts that we've talked to that, are got operators and, are doing similar things to what we're dealing with. I can't bring one off the top of my head, but I remember visiting a couple of them, like the one out at east of Roseburg there.
Elkton.
Well, and I think that
Absolutely.
consultant from Orenco,
Yeah.
it is just a vast amount of knowledge and contacts and willingness to, he told me, he goes, whatever you guys do, lean on me, because this is what I do. That's my job. And they're familiar with a good majority of all the systems that are similar to ours. They supply the equipment, and they also have just kept records on, maintenance operation, and have ideas about, time frames. And I'm sure he could put us in touch with people that would be helpful.
Yeah, like Glide was the one I was thinking of.
Right. There you go. So, yeah, and I don't have a problem reaching out to, I mean, he came over and spent the night, and he just said, that's what I do. I help you guys get what you want, and hopefully you use our system, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah, I can reach out to Jonathan if you'd like him to be a part of that. Don't want to get it too bogged down into the product description,
Right.
and take all our time because we got other bases to cover. But if
Well,
it's something you guys would like.
he was familiar with maintenance and how often they pump their tanks, and I'm sure that he could help us with the connection point where their starts, our stops, how other people, how do other districts do this? And if he didn't know, he just seemed like the kind of guy that would say, I'll find that out for you, or talk to this guy, he'll help you, because that's his business.
Yeah, I'll be sure to run the draft of this by Jonathan before I send it to you guys for the next work session. So he'll be involved at least by review and coordination.
Okay, great. All right, I'm running short on time, so is there anything else?
Thank you, everybody. Sorry I was late, but that was very informative. Janet, thank you for showing up and showing some interest.
So before we go, can we have a quick discussion? And Ryan, you don't have to stick around unless you want to. On the meeting on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was wondering, Ryan, are you coming to the meeting?
Not planning to.
You're not.
You want me to?
Yeah, and I want you to bring a little poster that shows just what you wrote down on the first two parts.
Which part? I wrote
Well,
a lot of stuff down.
just the beginning of the chapter we went through, which kind of had the mission statement, I think that would be a real good visual for people. And if you can't come, I can come by and pick it up if you can. I'm going to be in town on Monday and Tuesday, so.
Well, we're
Are you
not
looking for like a
presenting at the
handout?
meeting, right?
What's that?
We don't have a booth or anything at the meeting. We're just going to
We
be
will
there.
have a table.
Yeah, we
Oh, we
do.
do.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
okay.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
didn't you get the email that we're supposed to bring visuals, handouts?
No, they weren't on it.
They weren't
It's
on it?
just you and
Yeah.
I.
Wow.
Okay, well, maybe Katie,
Anyway,
explain.
That's
yeah, they said that they recommended we bring a flyer to pass out, and
I would think a sign-up sheet or things like that for people that want to be on email blasts and things like that.
yeah, we could do the assignment sheet for
And
like
they wanted us
emails.
to keep track of public comments. And then after it's over, Tanya is going to review with each station what the public comments were
Oh. Yeah.
that we
Who's
read.
Tanya?
She's the district
Coordinator.
over the community, the
County.
Terrebonne Community Plan. I'm sorry, she's
Okay.
with the county.
Planner.
Okay. Okay.
But they recommended flyers, we could hand people things out. They said that the community, they really like something in their hand when they leave and it helps them remember things. So I don't know if you guys can think of some like bullet points. They just need to be real general. Like some things I thought we could answer is like people are going to ask like who can connect. So we need to kind of have an outline, just like one sentence. Who's able to connect, you know, on how to connect, you know, like timing of the project. These things we've discussed, but I think we need to put it on a piece of paper and hand it to people.
Well, it'd be nice to have a picture of our boundary so people understand it's not the same as the Terrebonne. I mean, it's a
Yeah,
lot
we
of
could print out a
similarities.
map and
Maybe. Yeah.
we can put it on the table.
Yeah.
So,
You want to involve Linda on this? I mean, really, it's more so her expertise for this meeting.
yeah.
And I can support her if she needs graphics, you know, that are more technical, I guess, but I would defer to Linda,
So,
I guess, on that public
on doing
outreach.
a newsletter or a flyer. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, I
Yeah,
think your
okay.
newsletter is pretty great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Which, you know what, before the I don't know if you've done this yet, a blast through to the email list of that newsletter, but
Okay.
that would be awesome before this community planning thing, so people already
Yeah.
come in. Aware of some of the latest information.
So, did we conclude that it was acceptable for more than two of us to be there?
Yes, because I'm going to put out a notice of quorum.
Okay.
That means that we're not there making decisions. We're just being part of the
Okay.
community discussion. So we're not going to, you know, vote on anything, and we're allowed to do that as long as we put a notice out. So I'm going to put that up on the website and probably send them out to the email groups that I have, just so they have them. But I don't know, like on a flyer, I guess I'll get with Linda. I'll talk to her about it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's important that you bring a map and
Yes.
show what's been done through ODOT already and where the future plan of that's going.
So ODOT's going to be in attendance as well.
I realize that, but do you
Yeah.
think they're going to show where they've laid sewer lines?
Yes, they will.
Do you think so?
I got the impression, didn't you, Guy? Like they're
I
going to
mean,
discuss
I'm
anything.
asking because we on the outside and not have been involved in this very much. Those are just some questions that I have. So I,
Okay.
you know, how many people do you get show up to your meetings like this? There's going to be a lot of questions.
We don't get many people in our meetings like
That's
this.
why I'm
So,
saying there's going to
yeah.
be a lot of
No, I
questions.
agree with you. And that's what I was telling. Like, I was kind of making my point is like, we have to be able to have some answers because I
Right.
know I get these questions, like, people call in or email the district. So, I agree with you. And I can double check with ODOT, but we will be prepared. I think we can get, Ryan, you might have all of
Yeah,
that.
I have the line
Okay.
work, and I think that's a great point,
Yeah.
Janet, because many people in Terrebonne, that's what they see, and maybe assume it's the district, and you know, think the system's already happening and all
Yeah.
that. So,
Yeah.
well, I think we can clear it up and focus on, you know, the district boundary, the community boundary, and because there are some things to clarify, like what's the part of the ODOT project, what's going to be a separate project, and
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the other part is you can't educate people unless they want to be educated about it. So,
Right.
would it be possible to bring like a laptop because a lot of that stuff is on our website or Ryan
Well,
and show
they
that.
want it printed. I think
Well,
they want something.
yeah, I know, but
Well,
there's.
you know, you could have so many copies available, and if the once they're gone, you know, then even if you just did like little cards or little stickies or something, you know, or highlighted on your sheets to go to the website, you know, verbally that we had some printed out, they're gone. If you want to know, it's on the website. I mean, I don't
Yeah.
know.
You just
Yeah,
have the
we've thought about
screen
that. So,
too,
yep.
right? So if you wanted to be able to just click around the website and print it
Yeah.
there.
Yeah, they were just, I mean, we've not been to one of these meetings, so we just need to be prepared.
Yeah. Well, I went to the county website today in regards to the meeting, and I wasn't very impressed, you know, with what they put out. So, I mean, it has a few bullets, but it doesn't direct you to go anywhere, you know, as far as, you know, what if you want to learn more before you even go to the meeting.
Can you guys see my screen showing the community plan page?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be nice if we had a link on there. This
Well,
is what, yeah.
this is a preliminary meeting, and in my understanding, they're going to have several meetings.
Oh, I was at the one 20 years ago when this all went down, of why this is even being done. You know, every 20 years they have to do this for the state. So, you know, they want a future plan and try to make everybody that's non-compliant compliant, and yeah. So
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things, and I communicated this to Tanya, was that a lot of people that I've talked to, business owners and property owners, and they just said, you know, yeah, all the county does is have meetings, and then they never really do, nothing ever changes.
Well, a few things did change 20 years ago.
Okay.
So I do know that, you know,
Okay.
so things can change. And I, you know, this whole sewer system is going to create a whole bunch of changes. You know, you can control the growth, but you can't stop it. So I think there's going to be a whole lot of changes coming down the road.
Yes, I agree. Well, and just the people that have contacted this sanitary district with ideas and questions, there's been quite a few that I've talked to personally, so.
Yeah, I also okay, well, that's all I had to say.
Thank you
Good luck
for
tomorrow night, you
joining,
guys.
Janet. Appreciate it.
No, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, so let's end this session.
All right.
And we'll see you at the
Okay.
board meeting in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Are
Thanks
you
all for
coming
the
to the meeting Tuesday, Tim?
That's my plan, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I'll be there.
Thanks.
And
Okay.
if you need me to do anything before then.
Yeah, like I said, we got that call into Mr. Kirchner to try and set that up. So we'll let you know if that happens.
Yeah, because I'll be in Bend Monday and Tuesday, or the Central Oregon area. So.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Ryan.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tim, or Katie, I guess.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to say, because they were asking me to join, for the, I don't think for a planning level thing, it necessarily needs me there. I think Linda would be enough, you know, with you guys there as kind of the face, because you're the board member.